nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, October 17th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of news stories, lots of things happening. Really, really, really excited. Absolutely so thankful that you guys are listening today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please send a text message to me. Tell me where you're listening to us from. How are you listening to us? If you're on 97.7 FM, I'm looking for the far outlying areas of the signal. The leaves are starting to fall out of the trees. That means the line of sight vision between our transmitter in Sheboygan and your FM radio antenna should be getting a better signal now that we've lost about, they said, 15 to 20% of the leaves are down. As trees are starting to thin out, the signal then should be able to get and traverse through the trees to get to your antennas. Let me know if you're listening on 97.7 where you are, and if you got a better signal than we did this summer. As it stays darker longer in the mornings, and the leaves continue to drop, the signal will get stronger. And so I'm looking for feedback. If you're listening this morning on 97.7 FM, text me what area, and yes, no, about the same. Yes, it's stronger. No, it's not stronger, or it's about the same. City, where you're at. House, vehicle, traveling, wherever. Now, of course, I'm not talking about Officer Rick on Simple Radio. I know it's loud and clear. It's working fine. We had some engineering issues that was resolved late last night. Me and Devin Lawrence were on the phone for over a half hour. We got everything resolved. You're going to hear new news, actually news from yesterday until the update. It'll be current news. If you listen for sports, Seattle Mariners lost again at home to the Toronto Blue Jays. That series is tied 2-2. Game 5 tonight in Seattle before they head back to Toronto. It's 4 out of 7, and it's definitely not going to get to 4 tonight. Both road teams have won their games. Seattle went into Toronto and beat them 2 games in a row, came home with a 2-game lead, laid an egg, lost 2 games back-to-back. So tonight will be the tiebreaker, and then they head back to Toronto. So when they head back to Toronto, you should be hearing that on the sports. We hope it's working here within the next hour. And thank you, Devin, for all your hard work. Greatly appreciate you doing everything for us. And we will be updating the podcast I reached out to our website server, and we're in the process of getting that done as well. Again, got a great show. Ah, Greg O'Neill. Today marks 33 years married to my beautiful wife. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. Man, she must be a saint, brother. 33 years married to you? I'm kidding, man. You're awesome. Congratulations. Take her out for a nice dinner tonight. Ah, Tim Tarjeff reporting in for duty. Loud and clear in the vehicle on 97.7 Alverna, southeast of Sheboygan. Excellent, excellent. Appreciate that field report, Tim. Is it about the same as it's been? We'll talk about it. Got to go to a break. Greg says, yes, she is. Amen. Justin Michael running against Jack Bergman for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He is an announced candidate running for the 1st Congressional District Republican primary next August. He's on the line this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. As you are out traveling around the district, you're talking with various groups, various people. What are you hearing? Specifically, I want to talk about and focus on this federal government shutdown in Washington, D.C. Well, what are you hearing from the folks?
Well, I think one of the biggest factors that we're hearing about is the impact that it's having. A lot of people are feeling a little bit of the financial crunch, but there's a lot of uncertainty and where they stand on these factors because they don't know how long this is going to progress. And with the deadlock in Washington, D.C., and what's considered to be a stalemate, people are really concerned because, you know, we're now into the middle of the month in October, and this is the first time that federal employees will not be receiving a check. And we do have a lot of federal employees that are in our congressional district. But in addition to that, there are other impacts that are going to be coming down the pipeline soon that are really going to affect people. And some of those are their ability, you know, people with food insecurities are concerned whether or not they're going to have any money or balances on their cards to be able to feed their children. People are concerned about, you know, their health care and the premiums that are going to go up expected, you know, toward the end of the year, some of those subsidies. And really, one of the interesting things is I've spent some time recently talking to CEOs of healthcare facilities that are federally funded, and they're really concerned. By federally funded, I mean federally qualified healthcare centers.
Sure.
are in our district, and those people are really concerned over what the impact of these cuts that the Republicans are proposing are going to do. In fact, they've had meetings with our congressman regarding that, and his response to some of those tough questions as to, you know, we're looking to see a 30% reduction in our services, which is detrimental to people who are a low income or reliant on these services. And our congressman said, you know, quote, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it. You know, you get what you get. And that's, to me, astounding, considering, you know, the low income areas that we have in our rural communities and individuals that are struggling just to maintain the basic of healthcare needs, using these federal facilities to go to, or federally qualified healthcare centers, I should say.
Now, can you explain, because I don't know anything about it. I'm going to be 68 in January. I'm on Medicare. I have a supplement. My healthcare is taken care of for all the years we put money into the system. We now have Medicare because we're over 65. But this big battle that the Democrats in both the House and the Senate, from my perception, are clinging onto these payments, these subsidies that have been propping up Obamacare for evidently for years. Well, now all of a sudden the Republicans have said, no, Obamacare has to stand on its own two legs and we're not going to subsidize it anymore. They removed it from the budget, or from the proposed budget, the continuing resolution. And my question is this, is this reality? Is this really happening where these people who chose to go on Obamacare, to basically go on the government healthcare system, is this something that they're looking at huge increases? And if so, Justin, if you know, what kind of typical, you know, increases are we talking about? Is it going up $50 a month, $100 a month, $800 a month? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so there's roughly 30 million people that are enrolled in this program, and they are looking at, you know, up to 100% a rise in premiums. I mean, especially in rural areas. In urban areas, they're looking at like 20 to 50% increases in those. But when you're looking at rural areas, those premium increases could rise up to 120% estimated. So, you know, individuals right now that are paying potentially $500 a month could see their premiums go up to $1,500. And obviously, that's unaffordable. It's unattainable in areas like us. We just don't have that kind of disposable income to pay for those increases. And it's really affecting individuals that are working too, because they're looking at it like, what it, I guess, Randy, where you need to look at is we talk as Republicans about subsidies, and we're kind of anti-subsidies because we associate subsidies with socialism.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 17 industries that we subsidize in the U.S. government, and those include agriculture, both fossil fuel energy, renewable energies, healthcare, social security, food assistance through SNAP and other food stamp programs, housing, education, transportation, research and development, the defense contractors, exports, rural utilities, the environment, child care, disaster relief, and then multiple industries like, you know, the chip building industry. So there are a lot of subsidies, and people say, well, yeah, you're subsidizing those, but what does that mean for the government? Well, the government spends over $1 trillion a year in subsidies. And so when you're targeting people's health care, which you need a health, you need people to be healthy in America in order for them to work and contribute to the economy. We know this. And this shutdown is essentially losing between $6 and $11 billion weekly to our GDP because people don't have the resources. I mean, this is affecting not only people in our district, but you're talking over 2.3 million federal civilian employees currently. It's affecting our military. It's affecting the military's families.
Well, on the military, they're fully getting paid. Donald Trump moved some money around and fully funded the military pay as well as FBI.
That just actually got blocked, a legal thing. So
by a judge?
Essentially,
and Donald Trump is going to ignore it and continue to pay him. He is not going to follow up with that liberal justice's or judge's decision. He said flat out in the Oval Office yesterday, I was watching the little press gaggle he does after he does his announcements of certain things.
He was asked
that question point blank. He said, no, I don't care what the judge says. I'm going to continue paying the military and the FBI.
Well, which we should. Obviously, our military service members are extremely important to not only our country's defense, but you stop paying military service members, we're going to have a serious problem in this country.
And sure.
But we are looking at this as long-term effects is how long can we afford to continue to do this, reallocate funds from some place and put it in another. And I think that this gridlock and inability to figure out how we're gonna work through.
Well, let me ask you a point blank question.
Absolutely.
Do you think it's the Democrats that are to blame because they, according to Mike Johnson and John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, all they're saying is just vote for the continuing resolution. We have until November 21st to negotiate. Today is October 17th. We've got a whole month to sit down with everybody getting paid, everything going back to normal, and then we'll sit down and work out on these, especially these, like you said, these subsidies to Obamacare. They're willing to talk about it, but the Democrats won't even allow the government to open back up.
Yeah, so I do think it's the Democrats' play, and I think that they're the ones that are driving this forward, obviously because they're deciding not to vote on these things.
Sure.
And I don't know politically how that's going to pan out for them. I mean, from my perspective, I think it's a dangerous game. Maybe they have a zero-sum game in mind. I'm not privy to that information. But what I will say is this. I think the Republicans have to do a better job of good faith negotiations. And if we are going to care about our people, and I take this from a Christian perspective, right?
Sure.
We need to care about our neighbors, regardless of who they are, whether they vote Democrat or Republican. We need to think about Americans first. And if people are going to suffer as a result of these subsidies that they were told that they had to be a part of, right? Like, this is the system that we created. I don't feel that it's not only fair to the American people who rely on that for healthcare, but I also don't think it's fair to our nation to just cut those individuals off or raise their premiums to the point that they can't fail, to force the ACA to fail. What I think we should focus on is figuring out how to make a better solution and then work across the lines to say, listen, this is our plan to fix this problem. We don't want to subsidize it because it's costing hundreds of billions of dollars a year.
Sure.
So let's figure out a way to create a pathway so people can get insurance, whether in the private sector or away from ACA, that doesn't bankrupt them or put them in a position where they have to make a decision. Do I pay my bills so I can feed my family, or can I go get medical treatment that I can't afford and put myself in a bad financial spot? Well, I just don't feel as a Christian that something we shouldn't be forcing people's hand in that perspective, because if you bypass these little things that make you sick, they turn into bigger issues that become more expensive to fix.
Absolutely.
And we need a healthy population in this country.
Yeah. Now, one thing the Republicans have been talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare almost from the start. Do you think this potentially could be a spot where we have a good way now to negotiate in good faith to revise, make some revisions in the ACA so that we can keep it going without having to spend all these billions of dollars in these subsidies.
I think it's a good opportunity to discuss it. I just don't know if anyone has a real plan on how to do it. And I think that that's the problem with politics right now, is we don't have any forward thinking. People just think about the election cycle. And really, they only think about it like the first year. And then the next one is, how do I get reelected, especially in Congress?
Sure.
Right? Because you have these two-year election cycles, and everybody's out there trying to figure out ways to get reelected and to get those sound bites and those talking points. But what I don't think America does very well is we don't have any foresight as to what are we going to do 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road? Because people are too self-loathing in their perspective, thinking like, I have to make decisions right now to maintain my job in Congress or my popularity. And it's not like what's best for the country moving forward. So I hope that the Republicans have some kind of plan, especially to tackle this healthcare stuff, because I think that this could come back to bite us later on the road, especially if you have 30 million people that just get kicked off or can't afford, you know, to pay for their families to have healthcare.
Sure.
I think we're in a situation where we could potentially lose 30 million votes, which the Republican Party can't withstand. So, you know, we need to look as Republicans on way to better this country and get and make our trademark stance. We're doing things for the American people. I know that we have an America First policy, but we need to put Americans first. And that's one of the things that I've launched recently, Americans First and Michigan's First. We care about people, but well, first and foremost, we care about Americans. And we need to write policies that focus on Americans first, taking care of our people and making sure that our country gets back on track. And I think if the Republican Party can do that, we're going to gain a lot of momentum moving forward. But we need to have more foresight and forward thinking and less just about dealing with some of the issues that we create or we're a part of currently.
Yeah. So basically, you're seeing this as an opportunity for the Republicans to lead and to fix this problem, perhaps like Donald Trump said about the Middle East peace deal. Hopefully, God willing, once and for all, let's fix this thing and then go into next year's election saying, we did this. This is what we did. They didn't have a plan. All they wanted was the subsidies and more money, more money. We actually took the opportunity to show leadership, and we came up with a plan. That's basically what I'm hearing you say.
Well, I'm saying that, but I think the American people need to be informed on what that plan is. And right now, I think some of that uncertainty that we talked about at the beginning of the segment,
sure,
is people don't know what the plan is and if there is a plan. I think Americans are really resilient and they like to be informed, because then
yes,
they can make informed decisions.
Yep.
And I think that right now there's just kind of some gridlock and kind of keeping the cards close to the chest. And I don't think that that's helping push either side into some type of resolution that can get us moving forward. But people are going to start hurting significantly. And when you're hearing those stories of people, you know, having to get secondary jobs or trying to make ends meet or looking at their bank account saying, I didn't get paid, but I'm still required to go into work. I think it's
right,
just setting a dangerous perspective, and it's putting people in a lot of positions that they shouldn't be in, especially going into the holiday season. And, you know, we just got back into school. So,
yeah,
you know, there's not a lot of time, I guess, to be able to make those decisions. And you don't really want that to fall onto the American family.
Yep.
Because they're going to have issues.
We're going to run out of time here.
So,
the computer is beeping at me. Yeah. Hey,
I appreciate you, bud.
Yeah, what's the website real quick you want people
JustinMichaelForCongress.com. Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L for Congress.com. Thanks a lot, Trucker Randy. I appreciate you. Have a great day. Thanks for what you're doing for America.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
From Michigan News Source.